Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We appreciate our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your goodness towards us and your plans of turning things around, giving us a reprieve here of sorts. At the same time, Lord, we sorrow over a judgment that is coming upon this country. So it's there is joy in judgment, I would say. But we thank you, Father, for all things that you're working together for our good. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to do something different today. I haven't done this in a long time. But I know a lot of people out there aren't hearing some of these things. So I'm gonna pick a couple of snippets off the internet here to share with you some things that are going on. Judy Byington put together some stuff, and I'm actually going to snippet her snippets and share a few things with you. She says, the below is a summary of information from the internet. It would be up to the individual reader to do their own research to decide whether or not it is valid. I would say most everything in there is valid. The things that may not be valid are the dates, because I am seeing that the Trump administration does not want the deep state to know when things are happening. And they're actually releasing things that I believe are correct, and more than one person has discovered. So dates, you know, hold to them very loosely. Here's one. On Sunday, October 6, 2019, in a national emergency alert, President Trump ousted CIA agents from the White House. This happened. And pulled 1,000 troops out of Syria. That happened. And activated U.S. Marines and Army paratroopers, reserve forces. It was believed that mass arrests would begin as troops appeared to be preparing for something big to happen on October the 14th through October the 19th. Yes, it could be. This national emergency that he has declared is for some reason. He is not in the habit of declaring what he's going to do on such and such a time. I remember him speaking against Obama because Obama would tell the enemy in the Middle East everything he was going to do so that they could just move out of the way. It was obvious. And he spoke against that. So telling the enemy what he's going to do on a date is not something that I believe President Trump is into doing. The presidential directive was not made public and was said to result from an attempted coup on Trump by CIA Director Gina Haspel. Brigadier General Daniel L. Shipley's evaluation of the incident was an emergency within the United States, which will come with little warning and involves threats in the homeland. Yes. Well, you know the impeachment thing, which is totally illegal. They've twisted and perverted every law, including the Constitution. And I think the president is ignoring them because they can't really demand what they're demanding legally. And they're kind of thumbing their nose at them, which they should. Anyway, we also know that Antifa has been armed up, and radical Islam, and we've been warned about a plague coming at the hands of the deep state to try to take out a lot of Christians, and destruction is coming. We've had many warnings of this, you know, and it's just going to happen. Even the Lord told us that we couldn't pray it away because it was involving taking away wicked people from hindering his work and hindering his individuals. that he has plans for in the future. On October the 8th, the Federal Reserve had such a serious liquidity problem that by international law, they no longer would be allowed to print fiat U.S. dollars after Tuesday, October the 8th. Well, that's probably true that this is, you know, that they have this, and I believe that the dollar is supposed to crash. They want it to crash. I mean, the Trump administration and the Patriots, they want it to crash, but they want to feed in money from the global currency reset on the other side at the same time to keep there being a total collapse of the economy. So, anyway, on October the 8th, global currency reset, restoration of U.S. public and republic, and beginning of mass arrests on over 125,000 sealed indictments filed against global and political elites in federal courts across the nation since Trump took office. I'm not sure he's giving that date on it, but that's when this thing was posted for when this is going to happen. I believe these arrests are going to happen over months. So when they start, I'm not sure. Another one, it was rumored that October 17th, a deadline for U.S. Incorporated / Federal Reserve / Central Bank cabal to come up with quadrillions in gold for debt repayment to keep their fiat global money system afloat, or they would lose complete control of the U.S. and global monetary systems. Again, maybe the date is not quite right, and maybe it is. But anyway, this is coming. This is exactly what they've been aiming for, and to bring down the dollar and the skimmers of the elite skimming theirs off the top. Their money system is made for them. It's not made for us. And this is going to be quite a change. Quite a change. It goes on to say, evidently they already had lost that control since pushing trillions in fiat dollars into the stock market over the last several weeks had only resulted in it staying in or near the red, which had been its history since October the 1st, 2018, when it lost all gains for the year. And here's another one. By October 21st, the DOJ was set to release a damning report on criminal FISA abuse by Comey, Brennan, Clinton, Obama, Strzok, and others. Obama's corrupt DOJ and FBI defrauded the FISA court using a phony Russia dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton in order to spy on Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. And according to the two-page FISA memo released by House Intelligence member Devin Nunes, Hillary Clinton's phony dossier played a central role in obtaining a FISA warrant and three subsequent renewals on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe said that under oath, but not for the dossier. The FBI would have never sought a FISA warrant on Carter Page. By mid-November, we are looking at approximately 120,000 U.S. leaders being arrested. This, again, I might doubt that, you know. I'm not doubting that they will arrest an awful lot of leaders and that the indictments are out there. I believe that, okay. But things take a little longer usually than people think. And this would be a time of anarchy and chaos, according to this, where the military would have to step in and seize control. Government would be on a state-by-state level. We were in the middle of a civil war. Okay, well, you know, martial law is the best thing that can happen if you want to round these people up without trouble. So any excuse to have that, I believe, would work well. Anyway, thousands of elite U.S. Marine troops ordered to be activated on the 19th of October for a national emergency. Mm-hmm. Again, dates are meant to be broken. These people are already been practicing. I understand a military unit down in Georgia was attacked by three terrorists. They were killed. Then they sent the Marines up there to protect Trump, during his speech. And, so things are shaking out there. But let me tell you, they're going to kill. I'm talking about the deep state. They're going to kill some people and probably a lot of people. This is going to be a big false flag. The government has also announced that they know this is coming, but they don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I have actually sent to the president a couple of times at whitehouse.gov. I've sent to him revelations concerning the plague that they're going to loose from the air. And so, don't know if he gets this stuff, but they're looking to find out what this is going to look like, you know. But they're getting prepared for it anyway. A trade deal with China was almost ready and should be finished by the end of this week. That should stabilize the stock market. And X22 reported the EU thought that they had Boris Johnson cornered, but it turns out it's the other way around. The economic landscape is now changing. The trade deals are being made, and Congress needs to vote on the USMCA. Congress is a do-nothing Congress, the biggest that we've ever had. They have not done their job. They've only done one thing, try to impede the president. They should be fired on the grounds that they are not doing their job. Right. Trump has made new trade deals to help the American farmers and to prepare the economy for the transition, which is in progress, I will say. Team Trump tweeted out, and it included the word gold standard. Yes, we're very quickly going to go to the gold standard. And that's just awesome. Is this a message to the people? Right on schedule, the Fed announces QE4. By the way, the Brexit deadline in the UK is October 31st. And, you know, they shouldn't have to do anything. They've already voted on it. I think Boris Johnson's just going to try to uphold what they have voted on. All the hindrance and breaking of laws and things is what the deep state's doing to try to stop this. But anyway, X22 goes on. The deep state is pushing their agenda hard. They know impeachment is a dead end, but they cannot stop. The entire whistleblower case is falling apart. Because you can't have anonymous people accusing people. People have a right to be face to face their accusers. So this is crazy. And it will fall apart if they identify all the whistleblowers. It will fall apart, just like it has in the past. The attempts to change the rules is coming back to haunt them, because they have changed all the rules in order to be able to do this. And without a vote on the floor, they can't indict anybody. They can't do anything. And they're trying to do it as though they had a vote on the floor. And so it's just illegal. And Trump's ignoring them. And the people are seeing through all this. Trump and the Patriots signal that the storm has arrived and the harvest can begin. Well, this is a note. That 400 children were rescued, 348 adults arrested in Canadian child pornography bust. This has been going on around the world, saints. I mean, they're making war. The conservatives are making war against these child pornography things, and all of these stem from Satanism, sacrificing to Satanism. The whole deep state government is satanic. And witchcraft is what they're using. That's why they think they're going to get away with everything. But the witchcraft in the factions of both the church and the state is totally failing. They're not going to get away with everything. They're all going to get taken down. This is a note about January 2016. The morning of his inauguration, Donald Trump's first official act was to visit CIA headquarters and declare a war on child sex trafficking. President Trump was well informed on the dark, well-kept secrets that gave power to the cabal, U.S. Incorporated, and a CIA black budget funded out of U.S. taxpayers' dollars, international child sex trafficking, drug and gun running, rings with profits going into individual secret accounts at the Vatican Bank. Global elites worshiped Satan through child exploitation and organized crime that was supported by European royals, run by the Vatican, and enforced by various mafias. U.S. taxpayer monies are funneled from U.S. Incorporated's Federal Reserve through the Queen's Bank of England, Vatican Bank, and central banks across the globe for their nefarious activities. And it's all coming down. It's all coming down. Praise to God. Upon their own election, U.S. politicians were given special privileges by the cabal, including well-funded individual accounts at the Vatican Bank, plus at certain critical points, secret invitations to pedophile parties and child sacrifices, kickbacks, payoffs, and recordings of those caught in money laundering and pedophilia have been used to blackmail global elites and politicians into doing the cabal's bidding. Yep, that was what Jeffrey's Island out there was all about, you know, is taking pictures and blackmailing politicians to have power. It's a stinking deep state debacle. Yeah. Directly after this inauguration, President Trump hired U.S. Attorney General from Utah, John Uber, and 740 investigators to investigate the goings-on in Washington, D.C. They did and have filed over 125,000 sealed indictments against political and global elites in federal courts across the nation since Trump took office. They have used testimonies and made deals with the lower echelons to gain evidence on the bigwigs, and all a part of the waiting mass arrests between now through December 2019. Okay, well, Father, we just pray. We ask that you give all power, all authority, and all wisdom to bring down the deep state and the Vatican, and all of the evil that is behind this child trafficking and sacrificing. Lord, we pray. I know they're doing a wonderful job. I've been watching it. They've been doing an awesome job, and it's continuing, and they're going towards the big people now. Praise God for that. Thank you, Father, for doing that. In Jesus' name, we send forth the angels to bring it down, to bring it all to light. In Jesus' name. And this is Judy's note here. She says, since the end of World War II, this horrendous exploitation of innocent children has been run by CIA, U.S. Incorporated, British Crown, Vatican International Child Sex Exploitation, Human Trafficking, Drug and Gun Running Rings known as the Cabal. They had control of the U.S. and world monetary systems that was funded out of U.S. taxpayers' dollars through a CIA black budget and the central banking system, with their nefarious activities enforced by various mafias. These inhuman global elites used their addiction to pedophilia and child sacrifice to blackmail politicians and influence political arenas in order to gain power for their own monetary gain. Just greed. Predators, all of them. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray that You save as many as you will of the elect among them, and the rest remove them in Jesus' name, whatever that means to you, Father. September the 30th, General Mark A. Miley, who was specially trained in martial law, became America's 20th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he's come because we're going to have martial law. And this will be the best way to bring solution to this problem, because the president will have authority. And September 17th, to keep the markets from collapsing, GCR investors paid off the U.S. incorporated's quadrillions in debt. See, the GCR is feeding in from one side, the dollar's collapsing on the other. They're trying to balance. This is a balancing act. This new system that's coming in is much more honest. I will say this, it's going to, I just always like to make this comment, it's going to be more digital. It'll be easier for the mark of the beast to come. It's going to be a great thing on the near side for Christianity, because God's going to use it to build the kingdom. Cyrus is going to use it to build the kingdom. However, let me say, on the other side, people have said that we shouldn't do this because it'll make it easier for the mark of the beast to come. This is true, but you can't stop the mark of the beast from coming. It is written. It will happen. Besides, it is not the beast's idea. It's God's idea. The mark of the beast is going to be used to separate the wheat from the tares. Yes. And there are so many people thinking they can stop this. You can't stop it. It is written in the scriptures. It will happen. It will happen. But this GCR and the Trump administration and all this is going to give us a breather, I believe, until about the middle of the tribulation period. Not a breather from, you know, natural judgments from God on the wicked. A breather from the pressure from the government itself, you know. And then everything's going to really turn backwards in a hurry. I mean, the beast is going to make war on the saints. Yes. And by the way, the martial law thing and the releasing of the military inside the country to do all these things, it has a black side too. It's going to be a good and necessary thing now, but when the wicked begin to do the same thing using the military inside the country, it's going to be a bad thing. Well, I say bad. Bad as we observe it. But I want to say again that the mark of the beast is God's plan. It's not man's plan. He works all things at the counsel of his own will. Nobody restrains his hand or says unto him, what are you doing? No, this is his plan. It's going to happen. And for the righteous, they don't have to worry about it. I'm not talking about flying away. I'm just talking about being an overcomer, you know. Okay. October 19th, 2019, martial law activation, if not before, as something big would happen around October the 19th, believed to be the beginning of mass arrests. Thousands of elite U.S. Marine troops, notice it said believed to be, it could be, but they definitely are going to have, I believe, a form of martial law there. Thousands of elite U.S. Marine troops ordered to be activated on the 19th of October for a national emergency. Yeah. October 29th to 30th, the first Q drop on 28th of October 2017 indicated that Hillary Clinton would be arrested on October the 29th or the 30th. Q has been pretty right on some stuff. He's definitely an insider. He is the insider, I think. But anyway, I'm talking about in the Trump administration. So that the date remains to be seen, but they're after her. Thank God. January 1st, 2020, a national retail tax code, sales tax code, would become effective, replacing the bankrupt Federal Reserve and the IRS tax system. Isn't that something? That is so awesome. No more can the elite, you know, skim off the top and charge us for them using our money. You know, listen, if you go buy a new car, for instance, you'll pay that 17% tax, if it's still that at that time, I don't know. And they'll be collecting the taxes. That's the collection of the taxes. You don't need this burdensome system, crooked system of the IRS and Federal Reserve. It's there'll be no need for it. Because the collection will be there when you buy the material, right? And it's on new items only, no tax on earnings, food, or medicine. On July the 3rd, 2019, President Trump signed an executive order, content unknown, covering tax laws until January the 1st, 2020. And March 2020, arrests of anti-constitution New World Order cabal against President Trump would be occurring between now and March 2020. Between now and March 2020, the arrests of these people. They're backed into a corner. They're going to come out fighting. They're fighting for their life. They're trying to save themselves. And the Democrats, the cabal, the deep state, the House, ruled by the same people, it's all coming down. Praise be to God. But it's not going to be without bloodshed. It's not going to be without judgment. But we believe that there's a Red Sea a-coming. And the Red Sea was, by the way, to take down the people who were chasing God's people into the wilderness, which is the tribulation. Think about it. Do you want to go into the tribulation with these people? No. Well, God's got a Red Sea coming. In fact, it's in action now, but it's just really getting started good. But it is to take down the wicked. And God, you know, just like at the Passover, God is able to make the plague take out the people he wants to take out. Right? He is going to use their own plague on them. Praise be to God. let's see. August 29th, 2019, since inception of the U.S. and world monetary system from 1861 to 1871, bankers of the privately owned Federal Reserve and IRS have been using U.S. taxpayers' dollars for their own purposes and not in the best interest of the people. It had been long realized that for the U.S. to return to the gold standard, the nation also had to return to original constitution, the original constitution. And, of course, that's the force behind this, too. They're constitutionalists. And, of course, the deep state, the leaders of the House, the Democratic Party, they all flaunt the constitution. And, of course, the Muslims and, of course, the Marxists and the you know, communists, they all flaunt the Constitution. That's how you know who they are. And to do that, the fraud had to be exposed. And on August the 29th, 2019, a report was released on former FBI Director James Comey, which was the beginning of D-class. Oh, hallelujah. On September the 11th, 2019, evidently President Trump signed an executive order that took effect 12:01 midnight which replaced the other executive orders past U.S. presidents have signed regarding the reset. That's the GCR. Again, the GCR is going to provide the money to rebuild the kingdom because many, many Christians are involved in it. But down the road, it's also going to make possible the mark of the beast. God is making both possible. On September the 20th, 2019, an 11-count indictment, one count of conspiracy to violate the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, that's FCPA, seven counts on of violating the FCPA, two counts of wire fraud, and one count of international promotion money laundering, was handed down by the Justice Department in a Russian bribery case referred to as Uranium One. This is going to bring down a bunch of them. An act of treason against the United States, punishable by death, with charges against Mark Lambert that alleged his involvement with the Clintons, Obama, Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Holder, and Lynch. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. Before the Obama administration approved a controversial deal in 2010 giving Moscow control over a large swath of American uranium, that's got to be one of the worst conspiracies that's ever happened. The FBI had gathered substantial evidence that Russian nuclear industry officials were engaged in bribery, kickbacks, extortion, and money laundering designed to grow Vladimir Putin's atomic energy business inside the United States, according to government documents and interviews. Can't blame him. He's just doing what's best for his country. Right? But anyway, it's interesting. Bad and good things coming. Yeah, I'm going to read this to you, too. This is another little bunch of snippets here. And this was Stan Johnson giving snippets of other people's revelations and speeches and whatever. He said, as you recall, the prophecy from Terry Bennett said, I saw in the governmental arena, we will go through a dramatic change in our government. And it's happening. It is happening. And a lot of people don't even know it yet. They're sound asleep. They don't know it. It's happening. And they're going to wake up to find great changes. But they're also going to wake up to find an attack on this country. And there would be a time of anarchy. Well, Obama is an anarchist, as you know. His whole family stood up there on his inauguration in the red and black of anarchy, the flag of anarchy. And he's been doing that. And, of course, the different anarchy organizations within the United States, they're all, against democracy. They don't care that we voted in this country people into office, and they don't care about that. They're a very small group, but they're making a lot of noise, and that's because of the mass media, the mainstream media, who's giving them all this attention. But they're a bunch of communists and anarchists, and they can make a big mess of this country. Not that they're going to win. They're not. The Red Sea's coming. They're going to lose. They're going to strike out, and they're going to lose. For a while, we will be a fractional government. I would say that's happening now, of course, obviously, but which means basically our government will come down to the state level because of the military stepping in and having to seize control of our federal government. We would call it a coup, but in all honesty, it will be to help our nation. That's why the military will step in. Lawlessness and chaos was shown to me, and civil unrest. This is Terry Bennett. When the checks from our government stop coming to the people, the chaos will ensue. There will be a change in the U.S. currency. A different currency is going to come, at least one. That will entail us no longer being the reserve currency of the world. And that was by Terry Bennett. Yes, the currency is being printed. And a lot of it has been printed. And it's the new currency for the new system, the global currency reset. You know, global currency reset is bringing all the nations' currencies up on par so that the exchanges between nations, it will be more honest and so on and so forth. But the side effect of this is bringing all nations up on par can make it easy for the mark of the beast. Okay. And he quotes Rush Limbaugh here. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh said Friday that America is in the middle of a cold civil war and that President Trump is on the cusp of exposing corruption on Capitol Hill. The media is not media. It's just Democrats who work in the media. Agreed. That's exactly what's. And the whole group of them is aligned. And what we are in the middle of now, folks, is a cold civil war, Limbaugh said on his radio show. Well, it is going to turn somewhat hot. I mean, not that, you know, it hasn't turned hot, you know, with their lasers burning up whole towns and things like that, bringing in hurricanes to pound people and other thing, it's hot. It's just covert. Okay. And now the military's out there, and also they're going to come with this strike on America to destroy churches and to bring the plague, which is going to backfire on them. Have you noticed how many things that the deep state and the House and all these aligned leftists demon-possessed people, how many things that they do that just backfires on them? Yep. Well, it's not, it's going to continue to do that because God is in control. Yeah. The faction in the state and in the church is going to backfire on them. Big time. And that's biblical, too. Here's another article by Benjamin Fulford, just a little snippet. U.S. headed for civil war as military mobilizes to take down the cabal. That was on October 7, 2019. The United States is headed for a full-blown civil war or revolution as the U.S. military has now mobilized troops and reserve units to take down the deep state. Pentagon sources say with 125,000 indictments, many will be unsealed, making for a bloody October revolution or October surprise before the satanic Halloween holiday. They note that Melania Trump wore red on October 1st to signify Red October for a new fiscal year as the military mobilizes troops to defend Trump. The mobilization order can be confirmed on the U.S. Marines' own homepage. Yes. The order authorizes Marines and other U.S. military units to take action inside the U.S. if a governor requests federal assistance in responding to a major disaster or emergency. Well, they expect this. They fully expect this disaster to come, and they expect it will come from the deep state. They just don't know what it looks like. Well, we've been hearing from the Lord, so we know more about what it looks like. And when directed by President Trump, let's see, I'm going to go back and read that again so you can see it, understand it better. The order authorizes Marines and other U.S. military units to take action inside the U.S. if a governor requests federal assistance by in responding to a major disaster or emergency, or when directed by the president, or following a request for forces from the responsible combatant commander. The order further reads, Marines with subject orders will execute orders in order to respond to threats in the homeland. Here's another one. U.S. military receives order on deployment within the USA to assist civil authorities. This is Hal Turner, October the 4th, 2019. Things just got incredibly serious here in the United States with widespread talk of civil war potentially breaking out in America. The United States Marine Corps was issued the signed order shown below on deploying inside the United States to assist civilian authorities in the event of an emergency. This is the first tangible proof that people inside federal government are extremely concerned about events taking place inside the country and what may develop here in America. With radicals in the U.S. Congress attempting to undertake the impeachment of President Trump, absent the constitutionally required high crimes and misdemeanors. Yes, they don't have this, so they can't legally do what they're doing. Citizens are now openly talking about revolt if their freely cast ballots are negated. Those citizens are saying that the negation of their votes would be outright tyranny, and that the founding fathers of this nation assured citizens were armed with guns, according to the Second Amendment, in order to put to stop any outbreak of tyranny. Yes, it's to protect you from the government. I'm not preaching this for Christians. I'm just saying that God will use all of this, you know. And at present, there are more than 100,000, yes, more than 125,000 sealed criminal indictments in the 94 federal district courts of the country. This is amazing. An unprecedented number never seen in our nation's history. And there is scuttlebutt or rumor that many of those indicted are of the cabal that have been quietly running the country for decades, including that cabal might be current legislators at both the federal and state levels. Yeah, of course, they are. If those indictments are unsealed and a slew of current politicians find themselves being perp-walked, they may call for an uprising. Of course, that's what they're doing now. Yes, this is a rebellion. And they may also get their mind-numbed supporters to do it. Yes, and you can see how crazy they are, right? There are also rumors of a financial collapse potentially happening, which would see government implode on its own debt. If that took place, government could no longer fund welfare, food stamps, and that could also trigger widespread troubles. Well, there could be something like this, but I don't think it's going to last long. I do believe what they're feeding in to the economy is going to stop the complete and total eclipse of the economy. It won't save the dollar because they're not trying to save the dollar. So anyway, I think God is in control. I say there's good news and there's bad news. I'm going to share with you just a little bit of good news, okay? Brandy came to our morning meeting and he shared a dream that he had, and I'm just going to share it roughly with you. But Michael Hare and myself were sitting at a table eating lemons just as fast as we could eat them, and then we were just a big smile on our face like they were yummy and sweet, and you know, just making you know, eating these lemons. And the interesting thing was when he came to the meeting and he sat down in his normal place, on the table there in front of him was a lemon. And of course, nobody knew that. Michael had taken a walk through the woods and picked up picked a lemon off of the wild lemon tree that was in the woods and put it on that table. He wasn't thinking anything about Brandy's dream or anything like that. My thought was that what God is saying is the bitterness is going to turn sweet for the man child and for the bride, and anything but sweet for the faction. I mean, I'm telling you, the Lord's going to turn this thing around. He's going to do it quickly. And then I also got a contact from my brother, Mark Bavan, up in Maine. And he shared with me an experience that he had that was the exact same thing. I mean, he was saying he went through a time, days of just sorrow, deep, strong sorrow on him. And he said it was supernatural and he knew it, you know, and he was getting along with the Lord to find out what all this was about and so on and so forth. And then it turned to days of ecstatic joy. He said he just felt this ecstatic joy all over him, you know. And again, the bitterness is going to turn to sweetness. I shared this with him too, you know. And then also Deborah Finsky, you know, I'm going to read this little thing to you that she shared in our Monday meeting. She said, 3 hours before meeting time, as I was resting, I started talking to Jesus about it again. Lord, I want you to let us all know some way, or give me a clear word letting us know, do you still have any rivals here? I think in the back of my mind, I intended to get up when I was done resting to go to my Bible and see what getting a random word would be. But immediately after I asked him about a clear word, Jesus spoke to me these words, "My dove, my undefiled, is one." She said, I was really taken back by what he had just said. It came so suddenly. I had no time to think that up by myself. I was so moved by the words, I began thanking and praising him. And I asked, Father, does this mean that we can sing that song, What a Beautiful Name? Suddenly he gave me a vision as I had my eyes closed, and I saw us as a group running. Our faces were so happy, with smiles, big smiles. Some of us, I could tell, were laughing. Some had their arms raised in the air as we ran. There was such a feeling of joy and freedom. And then I started seeing things flying off of us into the air. It looked like something light. It looked like birds. And then we all started lifting up off of the ground, flying up into the air. In other words, heavenly places in Christ. We've had that revelation lately, haven't we? And also about the joy that's coming to God's people of deliverance from the wicked and the things that the wicked have tried against God's people and thrown their wicked witchcraft prayers against God's people and so on and so forth. Anyway, flying up into the air, great joy. And the vision ended, and then he started speaking this to me. I know each and every heart here. I see some struggles and I see some entanglements, and I know that you are hating these entanglements and that you are casting them down. And, you know, positions that let me depart from what you're saying for a moment, positions and things and people that hinder the working of the Lord and keep a person from being used at their full potential, right? I think this is entanglements. She said, went on to say, I don't see anything as idols. There are no rivals here anymore, for you are now loving and wanting to hang on to these things that are not loving and wanting to hang on to these things that are an entanglement and a burden. And I know that you are wanting to be free. Be free, my people. Be my dove, my undefiled one. Let your soul escape the fowler's snare. You can trust me. I will not allow you to be entangled again as long as you are running hard after me. Amen. I immediately thought of this scripture, Psalm 124:7, in the King James. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Also, what came to my mind was Romans 7:19-25. And I read this reference last night. Our Father wants us to know that, thanks be to God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, He has overcome, and we overcame through Jesus, by believing in the work He did through His blood sacrifice on the cross. We can overcome. And He is encouraging us, as He sees us overcoming, to keep on overcoming through faith in the cross. We are free. And my desire and request, it was to sing What a Beautiful Name. Yep. Okay. Along with that, let me just point out a few scriptures to you here. This joy that's coming. Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, and put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit on thy throne, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bonds of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. You remember recently I shared with you a video I had seen about the Jews retaking Jerusalem, how they were running around and praising God and shouting and laughing and so on and so forth, you know. And I do believe that was the Lord speaking to me about what is coming for His people, the retaking of Jerusalem, so to speak. Isaiah chapter 60, arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, truly. So, you know, these two instances are going to happen at the same time. The great joy of God's people. Obviously, when they took Jerusalem, they conquered the Islamic groups that were holding it. So you can see there was a fall of the faction. At the same time, great joy for God's people. So He says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And nations shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, they all gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be carried in the arms. Then thou shalt see and be radiant, and thy heart shall thrill and be enlarged, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned unto thee. And the wealth of the nations shall come unto thee, etc., etc. And it goes on. And I'll just read a little bit of this too. This is 60:15 on down, I think. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man passed through thee, there's their bitterness turning to sweet, right? I will make thee an an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the nations, and shalt suck the breast of kings. And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass will I bring gold, and for iron will I bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. And I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land. He's not talking about the United States, but in the land of the bride, right? And desolation nor destruction within thy borders. I had a vision about that, remember? How God gave a whole bunch of money to take care of the people in the refuge while destruction was happening outside. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. And the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for the brightness shall the moon be give thy light unto thee, but the Lord will be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be thine everlasting light. And the days of thy mourning shall be ended, and thy people shall also be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, that I may be glorified. The little one shall become a thousand, and the small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it. And Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her righteousness go forth as the brightness, and her salvation as a lamp that burneth. And the nations shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord. And this is, of course, talking about the bride. You remember Esther, the bride, came into the king's house, right? And a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Yep, royal, royalty. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shalt thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, married, right? For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I say, the Lord has got a plan, and it's coming to pass. And some people are going to be quite joyful. Others are going to be quite, I would say, rejected. Father, we thank you that you are preparing a people to prepare your people for the wilderness. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in everything, because you're working all things together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Thank you so much, Father, in Jesus' name. And also, we bless Michael Hare, and he's coming to share a revelation. We thank you, Father, for anointing him and blessing also the people that come to listen. And we praise you, Father, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.